Trump's push for energy independence and economic revival. Texas border business. Texas border business. President Donald J. Trump's latest joint address to Congress signaled a dramatic shift in U.S. energy policy, as he declared a national energy emergency and vowed to restore American energy independence through aggressive oil and gas production. The phrase, "drill, baby, drill," became a rallying cry for his administration's renewed push to expand domestic fossil fuel extraction, dismantle environmental restrictions, and boost energy-related jobs across the country. Trump's speech starkly contrasted his predecessor, Joe Biden, whose energy policies he accused of imposing harmful regulations that made the United States less safe and totally unaffordable. Emphasizing reducing inflation, lowering energy costs, and increasing national security, Trump's energy plan calls for an immediate expansion of domestic oil drilling, the revival of shuttered coal plants, and the development of new energy infrastructure, including pipelines and natural gas facilities. Within hours of taking office, Trump declared a national energy emergency, citing what he described as an economic catastrophe inherited from the previous administration. He argued that under Biden's policies, energy prices skyrocketed, contributing to high inflation and financial strain for American families. "On my first day in office, I declared a national energy emergency," Trump stated. "We have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth, by far, and now I have fully authorized the most talented team ever assembled to go and get it. It's called drill, baby, drill." Quote, "This move reverses the strict environmental policies of the Biden era, which sought to limit fossil fuel use in favor of renewable energy sources." Trump claimed that energy independence would be restored under his leadership, ensuring that the U.S. is no longer reliant on foreign oil and gas imports. A key component of Trump's energy strategy is expanding domestic drilling operations nationwide, including federal lands and offshore sites. He argued that Biden's administration cut the number of new oil and gas leases by 95%, effectively crippling American energy production. To counteract this, Trump announced plans to accelerate the approval of oil drilling permits, reopen closed drilling sites, and expand natural gas extraction operations. He specifically emphasized the importance of Alaska's energy sector, stating, "My administration is also working on a gigantic natural gas pipeline in Alaska, among the largest in the world, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations want to be our partners with investments of trillions of dollars each." Additionally, Trump vowed to revive and expand major pipeline projects, which he claimed were either canceled or stalled under Biden's administration. He did not provide specific names, but the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipeline are likely candidates, as they have been central to previous policy battles. Impact on energy prices and inflation. One of Trump's central arguments for his aggressive energy plan is that it will directly lower energy costs for American consumers. He linked high energy prices to inflation, arguing that restoring fossil fuel production would relieve struggling families. "As a major focus of our fight to defeat inflation, we are slashing energy prices," Trump said. The previous administration slowed pipeline construction to a halt and closed more than 100 power plants. "We are opening up many of those power plants right now, and frankly, we have never seen anything like it." Trump's energy policies aim to increase supply, which could drive down prices for gasoline, electricity, and natural gas. However, critics argue that factors beyond domestic production, including geopolitical tensions, OPEC decisions, and market speculation, influence global oil markets. While increasing supply could provide relief, energy prices are also affected by international demand and trade relationships. Enhancing job creation in the energy sector. Another significant advantage Trump emphasized is the potential economic uplift and job creation that will result from increased energy production. He contended that his energy policies will lead to the reopening of oil refineries and drilling sites created thousands of high-paying jobs, increased investments in energy infrastructure projects, including pipeline construction and maintenance, the revival of the coal industry, which faced significant declines due to regulatory pressures. Trump's focus on energy jobs also included the manufacturing sector, stating that energy independence will lower production costs and encourage companies to keep jobs in the United States. The future of American energy under Trump. Trump's drill, baby, drill strategy represents a dramatic shift in energy policy that prioritizes fossil fuel expansion over climate initiatives. His administration believes that energy dominance will fuel economic growth, reduce dependence on foreign oil, and strengthen national security. For now, Trump's message is clear. America will rely on its resources, and energy production will be at the center of the country's economic resurgence.